Wow. This morning I got the news that the Pope has passed away. Pope Francis I is no longer in office. He passed away on Monday morning. We don't have all the details yet. We're going to continue bringing you the special Divine Office programming and the Word of God as we pray, but this has been a very interesting event. We've known the Pope has been sick for a very long time. He looks very frail in public and has been going about in a wheelchair, often without his pontifical attire, so we knew that this day was perhaps not far off, but still it caught me by surprise. Of course, prayers will be offered in a special way for him for the repose of his soul at this time, for the rest of his soul. I continue about my normal life. I continue trying to live a renewed life, a renewed Christian life this Easter. But we've got to pray, and we've got to, if you are in any way enjoying these podcasts, I ask you this one thing. We all need to inform ourselves about the Catholic faith, the issues that it's facing, catechize ourselves, but especially we need to pray that God will give us a Pope who is a man after God's own heart, because honestly, Catholicism is in a state of crisis, and we need a Pope who is way above average. We need a Pope who can regain people's trust. We need a Pope that combines a lot of things and walks, as I said, just like David did, the man after God's own heart, the shepherd after God's own heart. We really, really desperately need that. So sometimes we talk about what's the role of the Spirit. I think we'll talk about that. What is the role of the Spirit in the election of the Pope? But let's pray. Also, Carlo Acutis's canonization has been postponed due to the death of the Pope. So he's still going to be canonized, and we can still look forward to that, but it will be probably 3 or 4 weeks from now. And in any case, we can change our novena prayer slightly to include the Pope. Novena to Blessed Carlo Acutis. Blessed Carlo Acutis, digital preacher of the Eucharist, your revolutionary approach to missionary work stands out for documenting, using digital technology, the proofs of Christ's substantial presence in the Eucharist which you were so devoted to and that you called your highway to heaven. You stand today before the throne of God as an example for all of today's young people because of how you emulated Christ in his selfless love all throughout your life. You emulated him in your digital ministry, in your daily life, and your relationships with family, friends, and members of your community. You even emulated him in accepting death as an offering, a priestly offering on behalf of others. You were like Christ even to the end. You offered special prayers during your last illness for St. Peter's successor, the Bishop of Rome, the Holy Father. Now again, come to our aid from your place of heavenly triumph and beseech the Heavenly Father on our behalf so that divine mercy may touch and heal the hearts of every teenager and young adult with renewed hope and sanctifying grace and divine life. But also beseech him that he may give us a Pope who is remarkable, who stands out among popes for his diligence, faithfulness, and prudence and love. Grant that we receive a man after God's own heart, as it says in Scripture, in reference to the great priest King David. Grant that the next Pope be a man even better than what we have deserved, and that we be a people of repentance. And there's a psalm that we often will pray for this. I believe it's Psalm 80. Let the light of your face shine upon us, and we shall never forsake you again. Blessed Carlo Acutis, intercede for us before the throne of God. We ask this through the same Christ our Lord. Amen. Yesterday we had Carlo giving us a kind of catechesis about mortal sin and confession. Day 5, sat. This is a quote from Carlo. Sadness is looking at ourselves. Happiness is looking toward God. Prayer. Blessed Carlo Acutis, you have never looked away from your great love, Jesus. Give me the grace also to live with this happiness in this world. Amen. 5 Our Fathers, 5 Hail Marys, and 5 Glory Bes. Plus, here's the official indulgence prayer. O God, my Father, Our Father, thank you for giving us Carlo, a model of life for young people and a message of love for all. You made him fall in love with your son Jesus, making the Eucharist his, quote, highway to heaven, unquote. You have given him Mary as a beloved mother, and you have made him, with her rosary, become a singer of her tenderness. She welcomes his intercession for us. She looks above all at the poor whom he loved and helped. Grant me also the grace for which I need and which I ask for. State your intention here. And make our joy full, leading Carlo among the saints of the Universal Church, so that his smile continues to shine for us and for the glory of your name. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. O my Jesus, forgive us our sins, save us from the fires of hell. Lead all souls to heaven, especially those in most need of thy mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity. Pray for us, Holy Mother of God, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and will be forever. Amen. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effective grace of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Thank you, our Lord. Thank you, our Lady, for hearing our prayers. Today, we go about the liturgy of the word In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. As always, Easter Monday, very special because it's like an overflow of Easter Day. It's like the joy and the grace of death being overcome in Christ. The high priest's dying and rising can't be contained, so we have to look at it from all these different perspectives for 8 whole days, and then that's separate from the season of Easter itself. You know I love this greeting. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. I just love getting to say that. My brothers and sisters, let us acknowledge our sins and prepare ourselves to celebrate the liturgy of the word. Father, I confess to Almighty God and to you, my brothers and sisters, that I have greatly sinned in my thoughts and in my words, in what I have done and in what I have failed to do, through my most grievous fault. Therefore, I ask Blessed Mary, Ever-Virgin, all the angels and saints, and you, my brothers and sisters, to pray for me to the Lord our God. Lord Jesus Christ, Son of the living God, have mercy on me, a sinner. Trusting in God's forgiveness, let us continue with the liturgy of the word. Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace to people of goodwill. We praise you. We bless you. We adore you. We glorify you. We give you thanks for your great glory. Lord God, Heavenly King, O God, Almighty Father, Lord Jesus Christ, Only Begotten Son, Lord God, Lamb of God, Son of the Father, you take away the sins of the world. Have mercy on us. You take away the sins of the world. Receive our prayer. You are seated at the right hand of the Father. Have mercy on us. For you alone are the Holy One. You alone are the Lord. You alone are the Most High, Jesus Christ, with the Holy Spirit in the glory of God the Father. Couldn't omit that one on Easter. Amen. I couldn't omit it because during these 8 days of Easter, called the Octave of Easter, we're still rejoicing. We're still called to experience the joy the first disciples did when all their issues were seen in a new light through God's revelation of Christ's resurrection. O God, you give constant increase to your church by new offspring. Grant that your servants may hold fast in their lives to the sacrament they have received in faith. Through our Lord Jesus Christ, your Son, who lives and reigns with you in the unity of the Holy Spirit, God, forever and ever. Amen. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. On the day of Pentecost, Peter stood up with the 11, raised his voice and proclaimed, "You who are Jews, indeed all of you staying in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to my words. You who are children of Israel, hear these words. Jesus, the Nazarene, was a man commended to you by God with mighty deeds, wonders, and signs, which God worked through him in your midst. As you yourselves know, this man, delivered up by the set plan and foreknowledge of God, you killed, using lawless men to crucify him. But God raised him up, releasing him from the throes of death, because it was impossible for him to be held by it. For David says of him, 'I saw the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed.' Therefore my heart has been glad and my tongue has exalted. My flesh too will dwell in hope, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your Holy One to see corruption. You have made known to me the paths of life. You will fill me with joy in your presence. My brothers, one can confidently say to you about the patriarch David that he died and was buried, and his tomb is in our midst to this day. But since he was a prophet and knew that God had sworn an oath to him that he would set one of his descendants upon his throne, he foresaw and spoke of the resurrection of the Christ, that neither was he abandoned to the netherworld, nor did his flesh see corruption. God raised this Jesus. Of this we are all witnesses. Exalted at the right hand of God, he poured forth the promise of the Holy Spirit that he received from the Father, as you both see and hear. The word of the Lord. Antiphon, keep me safe, O God, you are my hope, or Alleluia. Keep me, O God, for in you I take refuge. I say to the Lord, my Lord are you. O Lord, my allotted portion and my cup, it is you who hold fast my lot. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. I bless the Lord who counsels me. Even at night my heart exhorts me. I set the Lord ever before me. With him at my right hand I shall not be disturbed. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Therefore my heart is glad and my soul rejoices. My body too abides in confidence, because you will not abandon my soul to the netherworld, nor will you suffer your faithful one to undergo corruption. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. You will show me the path to life, fullness of joys in your presence, and delights at your right hand forever. Keep me safe, O God, you are my hope. Alleluia, alleluia. This is the day the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, alleluia. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Mary Magdalene and the other Mary went away quickly from the tomb, fearful yet overjoyed, and ran to announce the news to his disciples. And behold, Jesus met them on their way and greeted them. They approached, embraced his feet, and did him homage. Then Jesus said to them, "Do not be afraid. Go tell my brothers to go to Galilee, and there they will see me." While they were going, some of the guard went into the city and told the chief priests all that had happened. The chief priests assembled with the elders and took counsel. Then they gave a large sum of money to the soldiers, telling them, "You are to say his disciples came by night and stole him while we were asleep. And if this gets to the ears of the governor, we will satisfy him and keep you out of trouble." The soldiers took the money and did as they were instructed. And this story has circulated among the Jews to the present day. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. So that's the mainstay of the liturgy of the word, which is going to profess our faith in the grand story that God has inspired in the Bible and in the God of the Bible, and in Jesus Christ, his Son, and the action of the Holy Spirit in the church using the Apostles' Creed. And I will talk a little bit about the papal, the Holy Spirit and the papal conclave, but only after the novena to Divine Mercy. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, of all things visible and invisible. I believe in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, born of the Father before all ages, God from God, light from light, true God from true God, begotten, not made, consubstantial with the Father. Through him all things were made. For us men and for our salvation he came down from heaven. And by the Holy Spirit was incarnate of the Virgin Mary and became man. For our sake he was crucified under Pontius Pilate. He suffered death and was buried, and rose again on the third day, in accordance with the Scriptures. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of the Father. He will come again in glory to judge the living and the dead, and his kingdom will have no end. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord, the giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son is adored and glorified, who has spoken through the prophets. I believe in one holy, Catholic, and apostolic church. I confess one baptism for the forgiveness of sins, and I look forward to the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. The Holy Spirit raised the body of Christ to life and made it the source of life. With joy in our hearts, let us call upon the risen Christ, saying, Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Savior of the world and King of the new creation. Raise our minds and our hearts to your kingdom, where you sit at the right hand of the Father. You are always present in your church, through your Holy Spirit, guided into all truth. Show your mercy to the sick, the overburdened, and the dying, that all may receive strength and courage from your love. Light that never fails, as the day draws to its close, we offer you our sacrifice of praise, and pray that the glory of your resurrection may shine on our deceased brothers and sisters, and in a particular way, the Holy Father, Pope Francis, whom you chose for the Order of Bishops. We're also continuing to pray for Bill, and for Henry, for Father Rob, and Father Jim, and Father Vili, and for all their intentions and needs. In a particular way, we pray that just as you once raised up a shepherd in David, son of Jesse, a man after your own heart, sir, show, so in our day and age, when the end of the ages, and perhaps even the end of our eschatological waiting time for Christ, are coming close, in a time when men have begun to lose hope, you will again shine the rays of Christ's compassionate mercy, goodness, patience, kindness, and love and beauty upon us through a shepherd who is again after your own heart. Grant us your help to be your holy people. Lord, make all things new and fill them with life. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. Simple novena to divine mercy. Again, they're going to have a better one on the YouTube channel for Divine Mercy Official, also known as the Marians of the Immaculate Conception. But if you're only looking for a short version, that we can certainly do. Today, bring to me the pagans and those who do not yet know me, our Lord said to St. Faustina. I was thinking also of them during my bitter passion, and their future zeal comforted my heart. Immerse them in the ocean of mercy, of my mercy. St. Faustina's prayer for those outside the church, also known as the pagans and those who do not yet know me. Most compassionate Jesus, you are the light of the whole world. Receive into the abode of your most compassionate heart the souls of those who do not believe in God and of those who as yet do not know you. Let the rays of your grace enlighten them, that they too, together with us, may extol your wonderful mercy. And do not let them escape from the abode which is your most compassionate heart. Eternal Father, turn your merciful gaze upon the souls of those who do not believe in you, and of those who as of yet do not know you, but who are enclosed in the most compassionate heart of Jesus. Draw them into the light of the gospel. These souls do not yet know what great happiness it is to love you. Grant that they too may extol the generosity of your mercy for endless ages. Amen. The Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil and from the evil one. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou amongst women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners. Spread the effect of grace, of thy flame of love over all of humanity, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. I believe in God, the Father, the Almighty, creator of heaven and earth, and in Jesus Christ, his only Son, our Lord, who was conceived by the Holy Spirit, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried. He descended into hell. On the third day he rose again from the dead. He ascended into heaven and is seated at the right hand of God, the Father, the Almighty. From thence he shall come to judge the living and the dead. I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sins, the resurrection of the body, and the life everlasting. Amen. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal Father, I offer you the body and blood, soul and divinity of your dearly beloved Son, our Lord Jesus Christ, in atonement for our sins and those of the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. For the sake of his sorrowful passion, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Holy God, Holy Mighty One, Holy Immortal One, have mercy on us and on the whole world. Eternal God, in whom mercy is endless and the treasury of compassion inexhaustible, look kindly upon us and increase your mercy in us, that in difficult moments we might not despair nor become despondent, but with great confidence submit ourselves to your holy will, which is love and mercy itself. Amen. Thank you for how you will fulfill Father Jim's prophecies in whatever way you can to convert the whole world and to renew the church. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.